In stories of the American Revolution, the Civil War, and westward expansion, the lives and roles of women often go untold. Laramie author Jenny Lawrence is aiming to change that a bit with her new book, Soap Suds Row, The Bold Lives of Army Laundresses, 1802 to 1876. Thank you so much, Jenny, for joining us today.
Certainly.
First off, what exactly did an army laundress do?
Army laundresses were the only women recognized by the U.S. Army from 1802 to 1876. Obviously, they did the laundry, and that unto itself was quite the chore because a lot of them made their own soap, rendered their own lye, washed, ironed. But in addition to that, most of them had families, some quite large families that they tended to. Some of them played the role of midwife. They could wash for officers in their families also, and the officers and their families would pay separately from what the military paid. A lot of them also cooked for officers' wives, took care of livestock if they had a cow to milk or chickens to feed. And a lot of times, even though we hear a lot about the different classes in the military, if you're the only officer's wife on a post and there's a laundress left behind also, and the men are out on campaign, you're probably going to form some kind of friendship.
And how did you come to this subject?
Well, it's a story. I had a friend who used to go in the elementary schools and present the role of the cavalry here in Wyoming. And he always wanted to do the women's role, but his wife was a school teacher and couldn't break away during her day to do it. And I was self-employed at that time, and she volunteered me and said, I bet Jenny would help you with that. So I started doing that, and it was like a dog with a bone. I just got extremely interested in these women and their life and what they went through and what they did, and just kept going with it.
There are many stories of different women in this book. Do you have a favorite story or a woman maybe that you particularly identify with?
I liked Maggie Flood. Just because her great-great-grandson, I believe, her great-grandson got a hold of me personally about her and gave me her story. So I really like her.
And she was stationed actually out here in Wyoming.
She was. She was in Cheyenne, Fort McKinney, Fort Laramie. So, yes. And she had a pretty darn tough life. Her first husband was perhaps not the nicest guy from what accounts I have, and he was busted up and down the ranks periodically and whatnot. Eventually, she did divorce him and marry an officer. And the interesting thing about the women who then married officers, it didn't happen very often, and they were not necessarily accepted by the other officers' wives. They were called halfway ladies, which I found very interesting.
One of my favorite stories in reading the book was of a runaway slave couple, Dabney, and his wife, who was a laundress during the Civil War.
Yes. And they were invaluable as spies. She would hang the laundry for the officers and hang it in a certain order. And then he was able to take that information and relay it to his head officer. So they always knew what was going on.
Like Maggie Flood out here in Cheyenne, these women were some of the first non-Native women in the West and in Wyoming at military outposts and forts. What do you think their legacy is?
Just the fact that they were here and they broke the way for other women. These women followed with the troops and were just here. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that army laundresses even existed, because the ones you always hear about, of course, are the officers' wives, because they kept the journals and the diaries, and they were the ones who had the more famous names, like Elizabeth Custer, and they're the ones that made history. These women were kind of the silent history makers.
Is that why you wrote the book, is to shed a little bit of light?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. These women needed to be recognized, and I knew how hard it was for me to find information about them. So as I kept gathering information, eventually my friends encouraged me to write this book, and so I did.
After 1876, the post of laundress was eliminated and civilians or soldiers took over doing the washing. What happened to those women?
If their husbands were still in the military, they were allowed to finish out their term as a laundress along with his term as a soldier. So a lot of them did continue to work. Their accounts clear up into the 1880s of laundresses still receiving various benefits, be it food or housing or something like that. So they just weren't kicked out and said, bye, there you go.
What can we learn from these women?
I think these women at the time could have lived very independent lives if it was necessary. They were tough women, and like many women still are out here in the West, they were survivors. They did what they needed to do to get by and to care for their families. So, you know, we're talking about forgotten women, and no role should ever be forgotten in history.
Jenny Lawrence is the author of the new book, Soap Suds Row, The Bold Lives of Army Laundresses. She'll be signing books at the Western Writers Convention in Cheyenne Thursday, June 23rd, and at Fort Fetterman, July 4th. Jenny, it was such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.